Something caught Malone's attention. He stepped close and focused on the wall, most of which rose in shadow. He strained hard. The others approached. 10 feet up, he saw the faint remnants of letters roughly hewn on the gray stone. "PRNVIR," he muttered. "No," Cassiopeia said. "There's more. Another I, maybe an E, and another R." He agreed. He strained in the dimness to interpret the writing. "Priez en venir." Malone's mind came alive. He recalled the words at the center of Marie Daupoul's gravestone. "Redis, regis, celis, arsis," and what Claridon said about them in Avignon. "Redis" means to give back, to restore something previously taken. "Regis" derives from rex, which is king. "Cella" refers to a storeroom. "Arsis" stems from arx, a stronghold, fortress, citadel. The words had seemed meaningless at the time, but perhaps they simply needed rearranging. By adding a few prepositions, the message might be, "In a storeroom, at a stronghold fortress, restore something previously taken from the king." And the arrow that stretched down the center of the gravestone, between the words, starting at the top with the letters P.S. and ending at Praecum. Praecum, Latin, for pray to come. He stared again at the letters scratched into the rock. Priez en venir, French for pray to come. He smiled and told them what he thought. "The Abbe Bigou was a clever one. I'll give him that."
"That arrow on the gravestone," Mark said, "had to be significant. It's dead in the center, in a place of prominence."
Malone's senses were now alert, his mind surging through the information, and he started to take notice of the floor. Many of the flagstones were gone, but he noticed a pattern. A series of squares, framed by a narrow stone line, ran from front to back and left to right. He counted. In one of the framed rectangles, he tallied 7 stones across, 9 down. He counted another section, the same, then another. "The floor is arranged 7-9, he told them. "Okay, we seem to be in the right place," Malone said. He thought again about the headstone, "Pray to come." He gazed up at the French words scratched into the stone, then down at the floor. "Let's get those light bars and that generator in here."
"I think we need to stay tonight," Cassiopeia said. "We should camp here."
"We have supplies?" Malone asked.
"We can get them," she said. "Elne, nearby, is a fairly good-sized town. We can buy what we need there."
"I'll go," Jeffrey said. "Each of you needs to stay and decide what we do next. It's for you, not me."
"We appreciate that," Torvaldsen said. Cassiopeia reached into her pocket and produced a wad of euros. Jeffrey took the funds and smiled.
"Just give me a list, and I'll be back by nightfall,"